You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Is coming to us live from Otatahi, Christchurch, the farming capital of Aotearoa, New Zealand, I think. Would you call it that, Jacob Stevenson from Aktung?
Yeah, man, it's just farms, cows, as far as the eye can see. Here.
Just endless farms and cows. Well, you heard it here from Jacob Stevenson. We're here talking to Jacob from the band Aktung about their debut single, New Dog, Old Tricks, which is out wherever you find your music. Good morning to you, Jacob. How are we doing?
Good morning, Zach. Not too shabby on this fine. It's actually really rainy in Christchurch. Good morning, but...
True. A bit, let me just find the term. No, don't worry. What was I going to say? I was going to try and find the weather term for rainy in Te Reo. I think it might be Ka Puapua, but I might be wrong there as well. It might be Ua. Anyway, you're here joining us from Christchurch. What's the goss in Christchurch right now? Are people happy? Are they sad? Are they confused?
I think all of the above. Mm. You know, the cities, I think it's on the up. Got that big new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It's done wonders for the nightlife. There's actually something to do. other than go to all the good gigs at Dark Room and Space Academy, which holding down the fort. But yeah, I don't know. It's Otatahi's.
It's chilling.
It's cool. I think it's on the up.
That's cool. That's cool.
I'm hopeful.
I think that stadium's cool, but it's also going to siphon so many events away from Dunedin, unfortunately. But that's the fear, at least. I want to talk about the band's name, Aktung. It means attention in German.
Yes,
very strong name. Why'd you go with that?
It's sort of named after a few things. Written on a sign, thought that was dope. There's a King Krule song of the same name. Uh-huh. I am a massive King Krule fan.
The Ooze, bro. The Ooze is the best.
That is a great album. And then... also, after the U2 album, Aktung Baby, so sort of from those three, I am of German heritage.
Oh, true.
Don't speak a lick of it, other than the band name, but yeah, it's just that word.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. Fun.
Yeah.
I remember playing a game called... it wasn't Band of Brothers in Arms for the PS2.
Oh, yeah.
And you
could
play for either the Axis or the Allies. And and when you're commanding people, you'd go Schnell or Aktung or something like that. That's where I remember that name from. The new track is called New Dog, Old Tricks. Was this name based off of the 1981, nearly 200 page book, How to Teach a New Dog Old Tricks by Dr. Ian Dunbar, perhaps?
It was not, but I might have to check that out.
You should look up that book, bro. It's really interesting.
Yeah. I'm a big reader, so I will.
You're a big reader.
On my Goodreads, man. Yeah.
Oh, dude, what are you reading right now?
I love books. What am I reading right now? I'm reading Catabasis by R.F. Kuang.
Mmm. What's that vibe?
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Sort of like fantasy academia sort of thing about some university students going to hell. It's kind of cool. Yeah.
Mean. Is it blown up on BookTok?
I think it has. I think Aracorn is quite big on BookTok.
Oh, sick, man. Sick.
Yeah.
The illustrated dog for the cover art here looks slightly... It looks great. It looks slightly, though, reminiscent of the dog from The Simpsons. Was there any sort of influence there, or was it pure coincidence?
I think that's pure coincidence.
Oh, crazy.
But, a good friend of mine, B... did the art. She's also done the art for our album, which I've been sitting on for like over a year now.
Really?
I'm really excited to show it off. She's an amazing, really talented person. And yeah, just did some fucking sick art for us.
Yeah, hell yeah. Christian language only, my friend. This is a Christian Minecraft server, bro. Come on. Pull your head, mate. What was I going to say? It's pretty brave putting out a nearly 6-minute track as your first single. You know, that's always a big thing it's always a big process to choose a single, let alone your first ever single. Why did you sort of lean towards New Dog, Old Tricks?
It was the final song we wrote for the album. And it just came together so succinctly, and I think we were just like, this is our best. This is our best track. This is our best foot forward. Like, this is gonna be the single.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nearly 6 minutes, but it honestly could be longer, because listening back to the recording, all I can think is, wow, we played that, like, way too fast. Slow it down live, give it even longer.
Yeah, you could do a slowed and reverb version for all the TikTok kids.
Yeah, for the TikTok kids.
I listened to it this morning on my walk to work about 3 or 4 times, and one thing I picked up on was... thematically, it feels like, you know, with the title and some of the lyrics in the song about how you're sort of, I assume you're the dog in question on the song, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It sort of feels like, I don't know, you're being tormented in a way by maybe previous choices, or just life is just kind of, you know, a bit rough, and it feels like these old tricks of human misery are playing foul on a new dog such as yourself.
Yeah, I think that's pretty right. Just, you know, sort of falling for your old, or your own old tricks, maybe getting stuck in your own sort of ways. Yeah, right at a time I just sort of decided that I was leaving Dunedin, and my life was turning itself upside down. And yeah, I think that really is what the core of the song is about.
And it's really driven home by your vocals, which are quite like, not yelly. How do you describe them? They're kind of like, kind of yelpy, maybe.
Well, I'd describe my singing as bad. But, no, I don't know.
Like, it's vulnerable, though. It's very vulnerable.
Yeah, it is. I think that's the core of how I want to write songs and how I want to sing. It's just sort of like bearing my emotion on the vocal track.
Yeah, it's a real mean song, man. You guys really outdone yourself.
Thank you.
You mentioned that you've been sitting on the... Do you say the album art for a year, or the album in general?
The album art, and been sitting on the album for maybe just over half a year.
Oh, true. What's
in the last year, so...
What's been the sort of reason for holding on to it for half a year before?
Well, obviously it took as long as it needed to get mixed and mastered. Dunedin legend Hamish Waddell, responsible for
Hamish.
All of that. Love that guy. He's amazing. He did a really incredible job on it. Could have asked for more. And also just the admin of it all. First time doing this, sort of doing it with the help of others. I've got a huge laundry list of people I'd shout out. But I think, yeah, just really taking our time to release it when we want. And it's finally coming to that. And
yeah,
it's mean. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, mean, man. Mean as. You mentioned before about the song's meaning, and it came at a time when you were considering leaving Dunedin. And I was mentioning earlier on the program how Dunedin, for a lot of students at least, when they finish up, it has a sort of half-life. Like, after you finish up, if you go into fourth year, about half your friends stay, half leave, and then it's the same every year after. It's like that. It gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Did you find that to be the case?
Yeah, I reckon. Though I think I was part of that first leaving
the Exodus
group. All my friends, like a few of them were, most of my friends I think were a couple years younger than me, like ones I made through the music scene. So a lot of them are still sticking around. But yeah, I think I left, but I've been back to visit, you know, plenty of times, because it just wouldn't be the same if I didn't keep in contact with all the amazing people I met down there. It's, yeah, really special community of people, especially in the music scene.
How have you found breaking into the Christchurch music scene by comparison?
It's been different. Yeah, I was pretty fortunate to know quite a few people up here just from like growing up here, and also opening for
Seismic
bands. Seismic, yes, shout out Seismic, shout out Marsha. Yeah, and they're all really like lovely, amazing people. And Julie and Josh, who have joined the band on drums and bass, respectively, like have played in a bunch of other bands, know a bunch of people. So I've been able to meet a bunch of really cool people through them as well. It's been pretty awesome.
Mean, man, mean. This is the first single from your new album, Spear in Fine. Do we have a release date for that? Is there another single on the horizon? And is there a potential tour in the works?
Yeah. Next single is, I'm announcing a bit early. It's coming out sometime in July. And the album is set for release in August. Head at first, Radio 1.
Yo!
You guys get special
treatment.
Special access to this news.
Oh, hell yeah. That's awesome. In August is the album. Oh, that's so cool.
Oops, sorry. Oh, tour may be on the way. We'll see.
Mm.
I won't spoil too much more than that.
Okay, that's fantastic. If it was a tour, would you be going up to the North Island, Te Ika o Maui, or would you just be touring the South?
Well, would love to, depending on if this whole fandango in the Middle East sells out a bit.
Very true. Very true. Tickets. Quite frankly, I'd love to see Aktung go on tour. It'd be fantastic. We're going to reopen the Strait of Hormuz for Aktung.
Yeah, I'm sure maybe we can break into the United States and get this whole thing sorted out.
Mm. You know? Mm. Yeah, send Jacob Stevenson, the diplomat over there. You'll suss it out immediately, bro.
Yeah, I'm planning on it. I might have to get involved.
I got a tour of the country, guys.
Yeah, that's need to get fuel back under $3 a liter.
Mm.
It's my plan.
That's the goal. I think that's what you want to say.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Gosh. Alrighty, well, thank you for coming on the program and talking about the new track, New Dog, Old Tricks. Do you have any final thoughts, words, opinions, considerations for our listeners?
If you like it, you like it. If you don't, that's okay. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast.
Oh, my pleasure, man. My pleasure. It's good to have you on the program. And I hope that if you do tour, you come to Pōneke Wellington, because I would love
yes,
to
sir.
See the band. And yeah. I feel like that's also...
Love to come visit.
It's not too far from Christchurch, you know?
No.
Just a bit of water. No. Just a bit of water. All right. That was Jacob Stevenson from the band Aktung. We're talking to Jacob about the band's new release, New Dog, Old Tricks, which is a play on the classic metaphor, old dog. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. It's a twisted, dark play on that phrase. Here is New Dog, Old Tricks by Aktung. You're listening to Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. At 9:45, we'll be joined by Hina for a track about her new track, The Fountain. Take care.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.